I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. A new threat has emerged from Hurricane Matthew for Haiti. Cholera. Almost 29,000 new cases of cholera have been reported this year alone, and that was before the hurricane. Hubert Morquette, Living Water International's Haiti director, says their team has to work fast.
Right now, what we are trying to do is working with the schools, working with the facilitators, you know, in the community, work with the churches to start educating them, to start reminding them, you know, the information, sanitizing them.
So along with the relief aid, chlorine. And oddly, even in this time of emergency, there's opportunity.
We are there because of Jesus, because we love the people, because we want them to live a good life.
In the liturgy of pray, give, go, there's a lot more that we can be doing from North America. And the phrase, work better together, applies to a variety of life arenas and situations. And it's also true of mission organizations. This year's Mission Leaders Conference with Missio Nexus was centered around that theme. Ted Essler, president of Missio, explains.
Well, the theme for our conference this year was United. And the idea behind that is we want to see churches and agencies working together well because it's an all-hands-on-deck proposition with the Great Commission.
Essler says some of the greatest successes of this conference were in the side conversations where collaboration was taking place between mission groups. So praise God for the connections made this year. You can also be praying that He would use those new relationships and connections to further spread the gospel. Mission Network News is a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries. This month, Bibles for the World is offering the free book called The Dime That Lasted Forever by Rochunga Pandite. Sometimes we need the tales of the impossible to be reminded of the adventures that build our faith. So get your copy by clicking on the banner at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.